Company present Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you 5 times each week by the Shelley Oil Company, Shelley Jobbers and Dealers. Shelley, as you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline, the famous Shelley Aromat, gasoline that's weather right for your car. But today, we have a special message from the Shell Gas Company, which is part of the Shelley Oil Company. Shell Gas, spelled S-K-E-L-G-A-S, is not gasoline. It's rich, pure, natural gas, compressed in steel cylinders and delivered to your home by your Shell Gas dealer. Shell Gas brings the comfort and convenience of city gas service to those who live beyond the gas main. Now, here's an interesting letter from a Shell Gas user in LaGrange, Illinois. Mrs. Bernard R. Payne, 627 7th Avenue. Mrs. Payne says,
"For 5.5 years, I've longed to be able to turn out a perfect case, but with no success. I really studied the problem. I used the best methods, the best materials, but with my old fashioned kitchen stove, I was never able to bake a cake I could really be proud of. Then we got Shell Gas, and I was almost overwhelmed with joy at the very first cake that came out of my Shell Gas range. It was perfect, and I've never had a cake failure since. We've been using Shell Gas for more than 2 years now, and we're still completely satisfied. We appreciate its convenience, its cleanliness, and its economy, and the perfect results it gives in every kind of cooking and baking. It's ideal, too, for water heaters and gas refrigerators. I've recommended Shell Gas to a great many people, and I tell them all the same thing. They'll save themselves untold time and trouble and be money ahead in the long run if they switch over to Shell Gas. Sincerely, Mrs. Bernard R. Payne, LaGrange, Illinois."
Well, thank you, Mrs. Payne. We hope this letter will lead many other modern homemakers to a perfect solution of their cooking problems with Shell Gas. See your Shell Gas dealer this week without fail about his amazing big free Christmas gift offer in connection with Shell Gas kitchen ranges. If there's no Shell Gas dealer near you, write a letter or postcard to the Shell Gas Company, Kansas City, Missouri, for full information about Shell Gas, the ideal fuel for those who live beyond the city gas main. And now to Captain Midnight. You'll remember that Chuck Ramsey, while flying to get help, was attacked in the air by Gardo, chief pilot for Ivan Chuck. Chuck's engine was crippled, and he was forced to take to his parachute while Captain Midnight and the rest watched helplessly on the ground. As Chuck's parachute opened and he floats toward the ground and safety, the cutthroat Gardo dives at the chute, hoping to rip it with his propeller blade. Captain Midnight and Patsy, standing together below, are horrified. Listen as Patsy screams.
"He can't do that, Captain Midnight. It's murder."
"Oh, slip that chute, Chuck. Drop faster."
"He's almost on him. Oh, I can't bear to look."
"That's the stuff, Chuck. That's the stuff. Look, Patsy. Chuck's collapsing his chute. See? He's pulling on the shroud line."
"Hurry, Chuck. Hurry."
"Now you're doing it, Chuck. But pull harder on those shroud lines."
"Look, Captain. Chuck's got the chute half collapsed. He's dropping. Faster, Chuck, faster."
"He's getting away, Patsy. That pilot will have to change direction."
"You're right. He's beginning to pull up. Chuck's going to get away from
now, him." "Now, Chuck. Now, now's your chance. Slip your chute some more."
"But I don't understand, Captain. That pilot could have kept right on diving
it, Chuck." "He surely could. But he might get his propeller all wound up in that parachute. Then he'd be just as bad off as Chuck. What he wants to do is to rip the top of that chute with the tip of his propeller blade."
"I see. These pilots of cars think of their own neck first."
"Yeah. Who's that?"
"Boy, they're taking a slip. They're running this way."
"Well, what's happened to the others?"
"Oh, they're standing still in their tracks."
"Oh.
What's going on, Red? And what's that fella doing to Chuck?"
"He's trying to rip Chuck's chute."
"Chuck ain't got a chance. That fella's got him cold." "Now, quick, Pinky. Up with your rifle."
"Quick, Chuck. Slip your chute again. He's coming right at you."
"Oh, here, Pinky. Give me your gun."
"Okay, Red. Here's the key."
"All right."
"Chuck's almost in a line between us and that plane. If the pilot turns a little bit more, you'll be coming straight toward Chuck and us, too."
"All right. Quick, Slim. Aim.
Okay, Red. Now, shoot." "Quick. Shoot us in before it's too late."
"Quick, before they get in line. Fire now and you may hit Chuck."
"Come on, Slim. Come on. This is our last chance."
"That pilot's hit.
By the great wizard! Look at that!
Jump and de-horse the pad.
Look! Something's happened to his engine.
Yes. Now I see. He's lost one blade of his propeller. One of us got in a lucky shot, Slim.
Look at him. He's torn away.
Listen to that noise.
Yes. The engine's pounding itself to pieces. Better get that thing shut off or the motor will jump right out of the frame.
Here. He caught the switch.
He turned off. Where's he going?
Well, he can't go very far. I don't think he can glide over that ridge there. Now he'll have to make a forced landing.
What? What on?
He'll have to land in the jungle, Pinky, or on that mountainside to the east. In either case, we won't have to worry about him anymore. All right. Now let's see what's happening to Chuck.
He's coming down right over the reef.
Right. I was afraid for a minute he was going right into the waterfall. But he'll miss that.
Wait a minute. He won't hit in the river either, see? There's a breeze carrying him to the west.
Oh, that's going to be bad, Red. He'll land right in the jungle. And that ain't no fit place for a human being.
No, I'll say it ain't. There's nothing but thick undergrowth and mud and slime beneath.
Yes.
Look, what's Chuck doing now, Captain? That there thing's folding up on him.
What? He's ripping the chute again. Gosh, Captain, isn't he taking an awful chance? He's getting pretty close to the ground.
Oh, that's the stuff, Chuck. That's using your head. That's it. Don't you see, Pappy? He's slipping his chute so he can land in the temple square. Doesn't do that, the wind will carry him to the other side of the temple and into the jungle.
Gosh, he's going down awful darn fast. And oh, better look out or he won't get that there thing open again.
Oh, from up here, he looks closer to the ground than he really is.
There. He's letting it open again.
Uh-huh.
Looks to me, he's almost on the ground.
Yes, he's maneuvering just right now.
He's made it. Oh. He's made it. He's going to land in the swim.
You bet he is. Come on, let's get the others together and we'll go down and meet Chuck.
Not far to the east, on the top of the mountain ridge, is a high, rocky knoll. And on this vantage point, his eyes peering through powerful binoculars, stands Ivan Chuck. Near him are his daughter, Fury, and his servant, Fang. Listen as Fury explains.
Dad's plane is crippled. He will not make it across the ridge, Father. He's not high enough.
No, Fury. He will not be able to make it. Such negligence.
But something must have happened, Father. He was doing very well until suddenly he pulled up.
Yes, Fury. Something has happened to his engine. But he should have gotten his man before that. That is why I'm angry. He does not take his opportunities quickly enough.
Look, Martha, look. Got all it from airplane.
So I see, Fang. Look, he's bailing out.
There. The parachute has opened. He will land near us.
Quickly, Fang. Sardo will drop in the trees below us. Go down and help him.
Yes, Martha. I go at once.
Are you satisfied now, Father? Was it Captain Midnight who bailed out?
It was not Captain Midnight.
Who was it then?
I believe it was the boy, Chuck Ramsey.
Did you see where he landed?
Yes, my dear. If it is Chuck Ramsey, he has shown that he is not entirely a numbskull.
And how did he show that?
He was headed for the jungle. But by slipping his parachute, he has succeeded in landing in the square in front of the temple.
He slipped his parachute several minutes ago when he fooled Gado.
Yes. Just as Gado had him, the boy collapsed his chute and dropped down.
Look, Gado is hitting into those trees now.
So I see, Joey. And he is very lucky indeed, because his plane was falling very close to him. He was too anxious. He pulled the ripcord too soon.
Gado is hanging from those branches. The Fang is there to help him. Perhaps after all, Father, you had better turn Dad over to me.
Are you getting anxious, Yuri, to keep the point of your dagger? Mm-hmm. But I believe you will have to wait just a little longer.
I thought you were going to turn him over to me for punishment. Has he not caused the loss of another of our planes?
True, my dear. But although Dado has many faults, he also has some virtues. Do not forget that he prevented the boy Chuck Ramsey from escaping in that plane.
Yes, Father, that is true.
And I am not entirely displeased with this morning's event. Chuck Ramsey is already at the temple. And if you will look through these glasses, you will see others descending that mountain trail on the other side of the waterfall.
Let me look, Father.
There. See for yourself.
I see several men. Yes, and two women.
The women will be Mrs. Donovan and her daughter, Patsy.
There are two men in front. I am sure. Yes, I am sure.
They are Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda.
It is quite likely, my dear. How many others do you make out?
I cannot be sure, Ivan. But I believe there are 12 or 15 more. All men.
They will be the followers of Senor Pareda who have joined him in the mountains.
Here come Dado and Fang. Dado's face seems to be bleeding.
Yes. That happened when he fell through those branches.
Yeah, is Dado, Master. He's not hurt bad.
No, Steve, I guess I got out lucky. Just a few scratches, that's all.
Good, Ivan. There's a man approaching from the other side.
Oh, I see, Fury, but there is no cause for alarm. It's one of Rothman's men. I instructed him to send me a message here. See what news the man has brought, Bang.
Yes, Master. I will get the message.
I hope you ain't gonna be sore about the gift, Chief. I couldn't make it over the ridge.
I see you could not, Gatto. But what happened to your engine?
Oh, it wasn't my engine, Chief. I lost one blade of my prop.
Huh? And how did that happen?
Well, you got me, Chief. I was just about to finish that kid when the blade flew off.
It was Chuck Ramsey then.
Yeah, that's who it was, all right. He was all alone, trying to beat it somewhere in that skiff.
I can very well guess where he was going. Captain Midnight sent him away in an attempt to get help. But I do not understand, Gardo, why you did not finish him off the first time.
Well, he slipped his chute on me, Chief.
Yes, but you could have dived in a steeper line.
Yeah, but I was too close to him, Chief. I'd have got messed up in his parachute.
What difference does that make? You would have gotten him, would you not?
Yeah, but I'd have got all tangled up in that chute. I wouldn't have had a chance myself. No use killing two of us.
Always thinking of your own skin.
I have been looking through the glasses, Father. Captain Midnight and his party are almost down to the temple.
Excellent, excellent.
Hey, here comes Fay.
Tex Rothman sends message to you, Master. He says Captain Midnight burns one airplane, then goes into tears. No one left in Valley.
Well, Ivan, things are working out exactly as you planned.
Yes, Chief. You wanted to get Captain Midnight and all that bunch down to the old temple, didn't you?
Listen to me, Fang.
Yes, Master?
Tell the messenger to return to Rothman. My order to him is to bring his men down and surround the temple. Later today, I will send him a plan which will show every exit. He is to make certain that none of Captain Midnight's party leaves alive.
Yes, Master. I give message.
Do you remember the chamber, Gatto? The chamber that was so low, so wet, so slimy, where you heard the gurgling of the water? Huh? I am making my final plans very carefully, Gatto. That chamber will be the final tomb of Captain Midnight. Yeah.
It looks very much as though Captain Midnight has at last fallen into the clever trap set for him by Ivan Shark. Does Captain Midnight have the slightest inkling of what has been planned for him and his friends? Fantastic and thrilling adventures are ahead in the old Aztec temple. Don't miss them. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. But say, did you know that your Shell gas dealer is giving a marvelous free gift with every Shell gas kitchen range ordered before Christmas? It's a beautiful 57-piece set of brightly colored dinnerware. It's a strikingly beautiful set, glowing with all the warm, contrasting colors of romantic old Spain. This 57-piece set has sold in leading stores for as high as $14.95. Your Shell gas dealer is offering it to you free with every Shell gas kitchen range ordered this week. See this gorgeous 57-piece dinnerware set together with the new Shell gas kitchen ranges at your Shell gas dealers today. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Until tomorrow, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing!